Global Player. Radio, live playlists, and podcasts. Download it now for free.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Chris Barrow. Tear gas and rubber bullets have been fired by National Guard soldiers on the streets of Los Angeles. They've been deployed by the Trump administration to crack down on protests against immigration raids, despite objections from the Democrat state governor Gavin Newsom. Simon Marks is LBC's Washington correspondent.
These are members of the California National Guard. You've got to go back all the way to 1965 to find a precedent for an American president taking control of a state's National Guard and deploying them on the streets of that state, despite the objections of the state's governor.
A murder investigation has been launched after a teenage boy died in North Manchester. Police were called to New Moston at about 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Three people have been arrested. The boy's family is being supported by officers. Carlos Alcaraz has retained the French Open title after beating world number one Yannick Sinner in an all-time classic at Roland Garros. He came from two sets down and saved three championship points before winning the tournament's longest ever final. The former Premier League referee Uriah Rennie has died at the age of 65. He made history by becoming the top flight's first black referee and took charge of 175 games in the division. He's been described as a true trailblazer of the game by the Football Association's refereeing department. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Your Monday just starting. Bill Overton on Classic FM. I make it our time for the Hall of Fame. Getting us in a morning mood, it's Grieg, his second highest entry.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you. You're listening to Classic FM.
Sheep may safely graze, if you're counting them, from the cantata number 208, the mezzo-soprano there, Magdalena Kozhina, with Musica Floria. So we heard, and Grieg's Peer Gynt Suite number 1, The Morning Mood, from that, the second highest entry of 5 for Grieg, performed by the Estonian National Symphony Orchestra, Hall of Fame 383 for this Monday morning. One entry for Richard Adensel, it's his Warsaw Concerto. Rachmaninoff-esque Warsaw Concerto by Richard Adensel. Roderick Elms, the soloist there, playing with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Our Hall of Fame 3 at 3. Our Hall of Fame hour, 9 o'clock this morning, featuring music by Katya Turin and John Williams and Carl Jenkins as well. Dan Walker here with that. Anne for breakfast this morning. Wanting to know what you were doing last night, how you were enjoying your weekend. Also, music on the school run to celebrate a new blockbuster that is out this week. Make sure you're listening to Dan Walker, waking you up with the best music for breakfast from 6.30 this morning, right after Lucy Cowd, who follows me at 4. Some birthday candles to blow out next.
This is Classic FM.
gentle approach to Monday. Performing there, the violinist Noah Wildschut. She was playing with the Netherlands Chamber Orchestra, that arrangement of Mozart's Adagio in E major. Before it, Albrecht Meyer, the oboist, and Handel's Ombra Mai Fu with Sinfonia Varsovia. Bill Overton on Classic FM. Hello, Calvin. Hello, Jane. Birthdays for June the 4th, June the 9th. Can't even get the date right. In your culture club today, if you're celebrating, Michael J. Fox is 64. Johnny Depp, the actor, 62. Natalie Portman, Oscar winner for Black Swan. In the Marvel films as well, 44. James Newton Howard has done some great film scores like Pretty Woman and The Sixth Sense, but also worked with some incredible people and arranged strings for Elton John, Someone Saved My Life Tonight. Actually, he's worked with him several times. And Robbie Vinson, the broadcaster I greatly admire, is at 78 today. Many happy returns to all of them, and especially you if you're having a birthday today. Quiet one, maybe, it being a Monday. This is for you. Guitarist John Williams playing there the Romance with the String Orchestra. It's at Classic FM. Margarita Taylor here between 4 and 7 every weekday. Just after 6 in the evening, she focuses on her star in the spotlight this week. It's the conductor Klaus Makala, the Finnish conductor who is now the music director for the Orchestra de Paris. They have a new recording out of the Berlioz Symphonie Fantastique and Ravel's La Valse, the third recording he's released with them. I think he's an exclusive deal with Decca, which is quite unusual for them. We'll be hearing examples of his great work every evening on the show this week, just after 6 o'clock. Margarita Taylor here later on Classic FM. A Tchaikovsky symphony will be our one for the road before I leave you with Lucy Coward at four. Before that, time for a trip to the ballet, or I should say music Stravinsky saved from the stage for the concert hall. It's Foray we'll hear next.
Classic FM. For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
On our farm, there's room to roam. A girl's come first in the happy home.
Happy hens lay tasty eggs for the Happy Egg Co.
Whether it's home-baked biscuits with your besties or a shop-bought scone in the summer sun, get together for an afternoon tea this August and raise money for breast cancer now. Be a life changer this summer and make a difference for people affected by breast cancer. Every penny you raise will help fund world-class research and life-changing support. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Imagine becoming one of our 13 guaranteed UK millionaires on Friday the 13th. You'd laugh in the face of luck. Friday the 13th will be lucky for some.
Yeah!
EuroMillions from the National Lottery. Play on app.
Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Flavour from Stravinsky's Pulcinella Suite, the overture, in fact, played by the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. Before it, Fauré's P.A. Jésus. Tom Pickard was the treble we heard with the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment. If you like that, you'll love Lucy Cowd's Dawn Chorus, which comes up a little bit later if you just wait, just after five, she plays that. Something that always sets your headspace. So resets your headspace every day early in the morning rather nicely. And this morning, it'll be a performance by the Axontos French Chamber Choir, who always sound amazing. Lucy Cowan coming up at four. My One for the Road now by Tchaikovsky. Cole Porter, I mentioned earlier, he was born on this date, a fan of the Fifth Symphony. I used it for one of his songs. Not this movement, though. This one, John Denver had his ear on for Annie's song, as you'll hear. That wonderful second movement from Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5 there, the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, we heard under Manfred Honeck. Dan Walker's Classic FM Breakfast starting here at 6.30. Lucy Cowd first to get your Monday moving next. I'm Bill Overton. Thanks for listening. More from me very first thing tomorrow if you're not too tired. Have a great start to the week. You'll hear Contalube next.
Classic FM.
For over 60 years, WWF have been working to protect and restore nature, so future generations have a world with thriving habitats and wildlife. You can make a difference by adopting an elephant from £5 a month, helping protect elephants from habitat loss and poaching. It's a huge challenge, but if we all act together, there is hope. Search WWF Adopt an Elephant and help bring our world back to life.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating. Freshen up your home with the must-have paint brands including Dulux, Johnston's, Little Green and Farrow & Boar. Or find your perfect pattern with hundreds of wallpapers to browse. Pop into any of our 200 stores nationwide and grab a free Brewers DIY card for 10% off your first and second order. Or visit us online at brewers.co.uk. Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating.
Get busy.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Chris Perrow. Tear gas and rubber bullets have been fired by National Guard soldiers on the streets of Los Angeles. They've been deployed by the Trump administration to crack down on protests against immigration raids, despite objections from the Democrat state governor Gavin Newsom. Simon Marks is LBC's Washington correspondent.
You've got to go back all the way to 1965 to find a precedent for an American president taking control of a state's National Guard and deploying them on the streets of that state, despite the objections of the state's governor.
The Democrat Karen Bass is the mayor of Los Angeles and had a message for Donald Trump.
When you raid Home Depot and workplaces, when you tear parents and children apart, and when you run armored caravans through our streets, you cause fear and you cause panic.
A murder investigation has been launched after a teenage boy died in North Manchester. Police were called to New Moston at 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Three people have been arrested. The boy's family is being supported by officers. Carlos Alcaraz has retained the French Open title after beating world number one Yannick Sinner in an all-time classic at Roland Garros. The former Premier League referee Uriah Rennie has died at the age of 65. He made history by becoming the top flight's first black referee and took charge of 175 games in the division. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Hello there, rise and shine music. Of course, I've got that for you. I'm Lucy Cowell.